A very good morning. Welcome back. My name is Jean-Michel, and I'm joined in studio by one of my favorite musicians from Cape Town, from South Africa, and at this moment, because I think I interviewed her about 6 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, and we spoke about her song Metamorphosis and how amazing and crazy and cool it was. Mm-hmm. And we welcome again in studio Luca Hart, who has a brand new album out called Stronghold, and you can get hold of it right now on Spotify, and it's a real cool mix of sort of folky vibes with dance tracks, and but the underlying theme is just her playing and just you abusing that violin in the songs, and it's absolutely brilliant. Thanks very much for joining us. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, good morning, John.
Yeah, tell me about Stronghold. Where did the title of that one come from?
Stronghold is one of my favorite songs on the album, and also because of that, because it's one of the original electronic songs that I experimented with. It's like an old Irish tune that I made up. And then I decided to put that with electronics. Mm. And so Stronghold was born. Yeah.
And I actually, when I first saw it, the thing that caught my eye was actually the album art.
Yes.
Who did that? Where does that come from?
I obviously did that.
Okay. So Lucas says obviously because everything that you hear, that you see on these albums is Luca Hart. It's like, it's hard to believe.
It's too much.
It's not too much. It's just the right of much. And I played it for producer Brad on KFM Mornings, and he was like, sure, who produced the album? I was like, nah, Luca did. And then he was like, who did this? And I was like, no, Luca did everything. So this kind of project, how long did that take you to release this album?
Some of the songs took almost a year to produce. Some of them were quicker. But to put the whole thing together, I think in October, I just realized this is now, I can't just go on and try and perfect every single song.
Because Metamorphosis took you
almost a year.
Yeah. A year to do. And yeah, so now you want to put out an album with 10 songs.
Yeah.
You kind of have to put a deadline on it.
You have to put a deadline on it. And I've learned a lot about deadlining and how you just have to get over your own perfection issues and realize that people won't even hear the difference that you're hearing. And it's rather about getting it out and getting it to people's ears and getting feedback so you know how to go forward and what to compose next and all those things.
And sort of in the end of 2018, you started to put a band together, started to perform live. Tell us about that journey.
Oh, yeah, well, it just makes a huge difference to perform with people on stage. I used to perform alone with some backtracks or just with my violin and my voice. And even though it was nice because you're in control the whole time and you don't have to deal with politics or people's emotions or whatever, it's so much more rewarding to have guys on stage that enjoy your music as well and want to be there with you and want to perform it and want to make it sound epic. So that's been quite a emotional good point in my career, I think.
And have you seen any sort of impact on the music that you're creating? Because before it was Luca in a room, and it's still when you're creating the music, but when you're performing that music, does it bring something else to it that you didn't see before or didn't hear when you were producing it by yourself,
yes,
solo in the room,
yes,
over a
yes,
year?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. There's some moments in songs where I wouldn't think people would understand those moments, and then when I'm performing them, I can see people in the audience with their eyes closed, like absolutely in their own vibe. And I think, oh my word, I'm moving them. It's amazing. It's such a surprise. It's great.
Sure. That's amazing. And it's so interesting because do yourself a favor, everybody at home, go and listen to this album and you'll understand why I sort of talk about the performing it, because it's such interesting music that it would be hard to imagine a full band, putting it together. And when you're creating that music, are you thinking, this is going to be difficult to do live?
Maybe, but it's kind of the band's problem.
It's not your
problem.
The
song has to be perfect, and then I give it to them, and I'm like, good luck.
And finding the guys in the band, how did that is it people you've worked with before?
Yes, yeah, they're pretty good friends in the industry, and I've been performing with them with other bands where we overlapped, and then I just played my music to them, and they loved it, and they said, can we please help you? We'd love to help you out. And so it's really unpretentious guys, not big-headed at all, and that's why I love them. They're just with me on the same level.
Let's tell people who they are.
Yeah. Christoph is on the drums. Then we have Andre on bass and Tim Welsh on saxophone and synthesizers.
And I will say, if you do get an opportunity to see Luca perform, honestly, just go and do it. It's well worth your money. It's a show, but it's also like this journey through music. And to be honest with you, like, this kind of dance music is not my vibe at all. But I find myself just sucked in by the performance, and it's really, it's fun to watch. And I know you're performing in a couple weeks up the creek.
Up the creek is about 9 days away, actually, or just over a week. And yeah, it's one of my favorite festivals because it's small and you can lie in the river for most of the day, and then you have a lot of South African acts, the best of, doing their thing.
Mm, and one of the conversations you and I have had in private is about how difficult it is to actually get or make money from this kind of performance. Because you are basically paying to go and perform at Up the Creek.
Yes. Yeah, especially if you're an up-and-coming band. The honor of being there is unfortunately your bread and butter for quite a few years. But I am very lucky that I do work in the corporate industry, and I use that to fuel my passion. Mm. And that's, I'm very lucky to have that. I don't know how people do it that don't have any other income stream, because you cannot make money with your music at this stage.
Yeah, and also listing on Spotify is not exactly the hugest money maker.
0.01 cents per stream. And I think I have 500 streams, which is great.
Yeah.
But you kind of need 500,000 streams to start making money. Yeah.
At least.
So that's not on the cards.
So that's so interesting, because we often talk about how difficult it is for people to get started in any industry. Mm. And you've been here in doing music and performing for a very long time. Have you seen some positive gains in the last year, couple months, 6 months?
And myself?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think from the point where I started to take it seriously and made it my full-time job to be a promoter, to be my own PR agent, to sit online and work social media and find blogs and find different ways and different campaigns of trying to get my music to people, and the right ways of getting it to people, not just selling, but engaging. It's definitely built from that point on, but it's not something I would like to do every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky one.
Yeah, I know you've got a newsletter that you send, and it's you sitting down and writing and trying to connect with the people who are consuming your music. It takes a lot of time, but are you seeing the rewards?
Absolutely. The newsletter thing works because even though I only have 100 or 200 people signed up for that, I know they want to hear every word I'm saying, and I'm vulnerable towards them, and I'm telling them about my upcoming gigs and how it felt to produce this song and that song. And I'd rather prefer to have 200 fans like that than 1,000 ones that
faceless.
I have to faceless Facebook, face everything.
All the social media.
All the social media.
Yeah, but, and it's part of the machine, isn't it? To engage on those platforms. And as you say, as a musician, you're putting yourself into a very vulnerable situation by releasing firstly the music and then on another level trying to engage.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of musicians these days, it's interesting how it is becoming a problem almost emotionally for people, because we're not used to doing everything. To be the creator is already quite a tough emotional thing to go through, and then you still have to kind of get your head out and be a different person completely and be a little bit of an asshole, in fact, to be in this industry and survive in this industry and be your own PR agent and everything. It's like you have to be five personalities, and no wonder people say we're a bit crazy. Because you have to be.
You got to be a bit crazy.
That's, especially if you don't have the money to pay, you know, all your agents and stuff like that.
No, it seems cutthroat. And the more it's become more easy for people to make their own music, like through apps and technology and recording stuff at home, the more it's sort of become more cutthroat, because you're having to do everything yourself.
And there's so much
and
noise.
Spit yourself, yeah.
You have to cut through the noise and kind of sell yourself, because no one is going to look for you. There's just too much out there. So you have to wade through the mess and be like, hello, I'm here, but actually I don't feel much about myself, but I'm still here. Please listen to me.
I was recently in Johannesburg at Mnet's content showcase. They were showing us some of the shows for the year. And one of the shows that they've got coming up is The Voice Essay. Mm. And the coaches of The Voice, and Lyra specifically, was talking about how the people who are coming through on this season of The Voice, a lot of them have singing experience. Mm. And the one thing they have to do to them is build them up again, because they don't believe that they're good enough to be there.
Oh, that's a classic artist.
Yeah. And that's so frustrating, is because somebody from the outside, you look and you see, oh, that person's got so much talent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess it's evident in what we do as people as well. So I'll look at us, you know, somebody will give me a compliment and I'll knock it down first before taking the compliments. And I guess that people listening to your music and appreciating your music is the biggest compliment that they can give you. And you're the first one to say, oh, you know, but there's a mistake there, or point out the flaw, or knock it down.
Not believe them at all. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think social media has a role definitely to play, because we do look and see inspiration, and there's a fine line between inspiration and comparing yourself to other people who are doing your job possibly better. I think people need to say no to that and actually actively turn down those things and just go inwards and focus on their own inspiration and believe what they're creating and not try and look around too much.
And I can understand maybe as well is the part where you have got a specific, this music that you're creating, I'm not hearing anywhere else. And that maybe the appeal to commercialize it more because of what people are expecting or what they want, instead of staying true to what it is that you're doing and like doing very well, that must be quite difficult as well.
It is difficult. And what does doing well mean? I mean, to me, some days I feel like doing well is if I have lots of followers and lots of views, and I feel like I have to match what I'm seeing out there. But then maybe doing well is just being completely true to myself and having those 100 followers and gaining one follower a week or one a month. And maybe when I'm 40, I've had a lovely life that's balanced and I feel healthy and I still have music to show for it. I'm not like sold out and prematurely gray and absolutely crazy and all those things. But you have to juggle that constantly.
Amazing. Such a creative brain. If you're wondering who he's speaking to, your name's Luca Hodge. Plays the violin, but he's just a creative musical genius. And when I played one of the songs for a very good friend of mine and a musical genius himself, he said to me, why is she not doing movie soundtracks or series soundtracks? It sounds like an epic soundtrack. You need to go and look for it on Spotify. It's called Stronghold. Luca Hart. It's LucaHart. You can find it on all of the social medias. Do yourself a favor. Just go and listen to it from top to bottom. It's sort of a musical journey. And one of the things that surprised me was the Afrikaans songs that popped up.
You
are Afrikaans. And I thought it was really a cool addition to the album.
Cool. Thank you.
Tell us about the stories that come through on those two tracks.
Well, Ek Wag is the last track on the album, and it's one of my favorites because I think I speak better in my own language. And I only realized that by accident once when I sang in Afrikaans to myself, and I realized, oh my goodness, there's another voice coming out of me here. It's very strong. So I decided to put that track on the album. And it's got a very long cinematic introduction, which a lot of my friends said, maybe you should cut that shorter for the album. Maybe take it out, leave it for a film or something. I said, no, I want that feeling. I want people to be immersed for a minute and a half. They need to feel those emotions, and then the beat comes in, and then it becomes a dance song in Afrikaans. And I try to keep it away from the pop song and the like. Soki soki, definitely far away, but also with some upbeat. So I'm very excited to hear what people think of it, because I'd love to do more of it.
I really enjoyed both of them. We'll need to try and get those out to some of the Afrikaans stations. And it's interesting you say that move away from that pop thing. I think that there has been, and not even recently, it's been quite a fast divergence away from that pop music, you know, with the Afrikaans rock scene that sort of emerged and shot the lights out. And you look at the success of people like Karen Zoid and Francois Coke, Van Coke. all those sort of bands that are just do exceptionally well with Afrikaans, but sort of a side, not your mainstream pop sokkie music. So there's definitely room there.
Oh, I hope so. And I think the Afrikaans community is strong. They stand together.
Yeah, they definitely are supportive.
That's something to tap into.
Cool. All right. So Luca Hart has brought her violin in, and she didn't have the backing, the whole band with her, but this is, this is stripped down. This is where you hear her voice, her thinking through the music. She's going to play us one of the songs. She's going to strip it down a bit acoustically. What are you playing for us this morning?
Well, you wanted Shadow, which is not on the album.
It's not on the album.
But you do like it very much.
I do like it. It's one of the songs that she'll perform live, and she just starts plucking at the violin, and then the voice hits, and you're just like, yes, here it is. So this one normally goes with the band, but this is a stripped-down version just for Cape Talk this morning. So enjoy. This is Shadows.
To bring it down.
No, but it's so good. It is so good. Thank you so much for that. That Shadow, not one that's on the album, but honestly, if you want to see any of that, please, and you don't have your tickets yet, please go to Up the Creek and go and watch Luca perform. What do you know? What time you're going to be on?
It's midnight on the Friday night.
So people will still be jolling hard.
They will be jolling hard. It's going to
be
time.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Good luck for that. Please
Thank
let me
you.
Know how it goes. Take lots of photos.
Yeah.
I can't wait for people. Just to start consuming this, and the album is so good. Just go and get it. Stronghold. It's something completely different, and it's so enjoyable. It sort of takes you on a journey, and that's all we can hope, that you come along with Luca, and enjoy the journey and the music that she's creating for you. Puts long hours in and lots of effort and emotions, and, yeah, just please go out and support Luca Hart. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jean. Lovely to be here.
Absolute pleasure. That's Luca Hart. You can find her on all of the social medias. It's L-U-C-A-H-A-R-T on Instagram, Facebook. Go and sign up for the music letter. She's got a website as well. Just go and Google it. Go and sign up and go and support local music.